Okay, thanks, Otis. I'm going to call the meeting to order tonight. This is the Pacifica National Board teleconference. Tonight is Sunday, December 13th, 2009. It is now 8.04 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is a continuation meeting, continuing from Friday, which was a continuation meeting from Sunday, December 6th. So this is the second continuation, the third meeting of the December 6th meeting. All right, the first thing is for Richard, our secretary, to call the roll.
Okay, Sherrod Gindelman. Bonnie Simmons. Andrea Turner. Joe Gonzala.
Here.
Grace Aaron.
Here.
Sean O'Brien.
Present.
Leslie Radford.
Here.
Leslie.
I'm here.
Okay. Rico Ross. Rico. George Ryder.
Here.
Sandra Rollins.
Here.
Wendy Shrell.
Here.
Susan Young. Susan. Nia Bediako.
Present.
Carolyn Burton.
Here.
Eddie Davis.
Here.
Jamie Ross.
Here.
Jim Brown.
Yeah.
Casey Bird. Lizette King. Lizette. Billy Ray Edwards. Billy Ray Edwards. David Beaton. David Beaton. Fia Wangaza. Fia.
Ooh,
is there anyone there?
Who was that?
Hi, this is Dave. I'm on the call.
Dave Beaton, okay.
Hi, this is LaVarne Williams. I'm here.
Hey, LaVarne. Real quickly, Sherry Gindelman. Bonnie Simmons.
There. Did you hear me?
No, Sherry, is that you?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Bonnie Simmons.
Here.
Andrea Turner. Andrea, Rico Ross, Susan Young, A.C. Bird, Lizette King, Billy Ray Edward, Fia Wangaza, and I've got Ricardo and LaVon. Yeah, Madam Chair, you have a quorum.
Okay, and Arlene is here too, I believe.
Arlene, yes, thank you.
Very good. Did someone just come on who missed the roll call?
Lizette.
Lizette. Got you, Lizette.
Okay, please note that. Anyone else who missed the roll call who's here now?
Are we on stream?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Okay. So now the next thing on the agenda, Sean, would you be willing to keep time again?
You know what, Grace? I am having a little problem with my timer here. I hope to have it straightened out shortly. Could somebody cover the first few minutes while I try to re-download my timer? For some reason, I'm having some technical difficulties.
Okay. Would George or Jamie wish to do that? Be willing to do that?
I'll do it.
Okay, and George, I'm going to try. Hopefully, this will only be a momentary problem, and I'll be happy to take over. Just give me a few minutes.
Okie doke. Thanks, George. The next thing we need to do is approve the minutes. So we have a whole bunch of minutes. We gave everyone a little extra time to read them. So I think Wendy just sent out a Sach, and I'm looking for them here. I believe the first set of minutes is the Houston in-person minutes from October.
That's correct, Grace.
Okay, so I would entertain a motion to approve those minutes, unless there are any changes to the minutes.
I have a change. This is George.
Go ahead.
There was a motion to put off hearing the Governance Committee report at that meeting, and it's listed as having been approved by 11-2. It was actually failed by 11-2.
You've got mail.
Okay.
What, that motion to do what?
This was the motion not to hear the Governance Committee report, and that motion failed by 11-2. It's listed as having been approved by 11-2.
Correct that.
Okay. All right. Are there any other corrections to this set of minutes? Okay. You want
Madam Chair?
Yes.
My timer is back up, and if George is willing to relinquish the...
I will relinquish.
Okay. Good.
Very good.
All right. Are there any other changes to the set of minutes? Hearing none. I would entertain a moment.
This is Andrea online.
Okay, Richard, please note that Andrea is here.
Gotcha.
I would entertain a
moment. Susan's here.
Okay,
Susan. Gotcha.
I would entertain a moment to approve this set of minutes as amended by George.
So moved.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, is there any objection to approving this set of minutes?
I abstain. I wasn't at the meeting.
Okay. All right.
Billy Ray on the call.
Okay. So noted, Billy Ray. Any other objection or abstention from approving this set of minutes as amended? Hearing none, these minutes are approved. Now we'll go on to the next set, which is November 2nd, 2009. This is a teleconference. Are there any corrections to this set of minutes? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve this set of minutes?
So moved.
Okay. Is there a second? Second, anyone?
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to approving this set of minutes? Hearing none, this set of minutes is approved. The last set we have in open session tonight is from December 6th. How can that be? Is this the first meeting? The first day of this continuation meeting. Is that it, Richard? That's good. Is that how you're doing it?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to approve the first day of this meeting that's been continued on two other dates. Are there any corrections to this set of minutes? Hearing none, I'd entertain a motion to approve this set of minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to approving the minutes for our meeting on December 6th? Hearing none, these
Rico's
minutes
on the
are
call.
Approved. Okay.
Richard, Rico.
Okay. So we have approved all the minutes we have to approve for tonight in open session.
Yeah, that's three in closed sessions.
Yeah, right. We'll do those later. Okay.
Can I ask a question real quick? Is Arlene now included in the email address pnb@pacifica.org? Or do we need to keep adding her separately?
Arlene, are you getting our email?
I think I'm only getting things right now where things are added separately, but I may be wrong.
Okay, well, let me just say this. This is Wendy. We have in the past, and I think it's like this right now, the ED and the CFO are included in the alias pnb@pacifica.org in addition to all the board members. And then they have another email address that they use for just them without the executives. But anyway, so I'll see if I can find out how to get you on that.
Okay. Otis is on the line.
Ayo. All right.
Okay,
anyway, thanks.
I think Otis heard that,
okay.
Wendy.
Bye.
Okay. We're going to go on with the agenda. And the next thing on the agenda is, I don't believe Efi is on the call. If you, Efia, you're not on the call, are you? Okay, I would have given her the option to have her 20 minutes of introducing herself or reintroducing herself and then taking questions from the rest of us. But as she, I believe she's flying home from a conference this evening, and she won't be able to be on this call. So we'll just move on with the rest of the agenda. As Les is in the process of counting the ballots of the WBAI election, he won't be available for the call. The count is in progress. The ballots are being scanned in, according to Carolyn, currently, and that's all we have about that election. We went through the Finance Committee. Jamie, was there anything left for the Finance Committee?
I don't think anything right now. I don't have anything right now.
Okay, very good. Next thing on the agenda is the Personnel Committee, which had 2 minutes on the agenda. Is there anything from the Personnel Committee? Sandra, are you there?
Not at this time.
Okay. Next is Affiliates Task Force. Is there anything from the Affiliates Task Force?
Mr. Okay. David, not at this time.
Okay. Next is the Audit Committee. We have 5 minutes for the Audit Committee. Nia?
Hi. How are you? Let me just get a refresh on the noise. Well, so far the audit is moving along with some glitches here and there. Some of the errors, this is just preliminarily, some of the errors are the same from last year, but you'll hear more about that. But the current directors will get the report in January because they should be wrapping up before December 25th because Lynn goes on vacation and she's the one responsible for giving a lot of the information. So that's moving along and they need to have that done so they could start preparing the 990, which is due February 15th. So that's about it that I can say on the live stream for now. But you will be updated further. Our next audit committee meeting will be December 22nd, and it is hoped that we'll have more information to bring to you if we meet before going to D.C. at the end of the month. And
it's
a work in progress. It's not looking too good because they have challenges getting information from the different stations, which was the same as last year.
Thank you, Nia.
You're welcome.
Okay, next on the agenda is the Programming Committee. Kathy, is there any report from the Programming Committee? Kathy, are you there?
Hi. No, there's no report at this time from the Programming Committee.
Okay, thank you, Kathy.
Jamie,
next...
this is Jamie. I have a question.
Yes.
Hold on a second. I'm sorry. Yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, Kathy, last year, I'm thinking December or November, we passed a motion requesting, the PNB passed a motion that came out of the Programming Committee requesting stations management to produce plans for increasing listenership for our review. Has that happened? Is there any action in that area?
No.
Okay.
No, there hasn't been anything from the stations, and the Programming Committee itself was plagued with very low participation, and only in several occasions did it reach quorum. So certain things were not accomplished. An election was held, which didn't reach quorum either, so there was just very low participation in that committee this year.
No, that's too bad. Yeah, I would really, I think it was a good thing we passed that motion last year, and eventually it would be good to follow up on the stations to see what, you know, it's good for us to set expectations for them.
If anybody has that motion, could they send it around to us?
I'll try to dig it up.
Okay, yeah, whenever, Jamie. It's not pressing, but whenever. Thank you.
Yeah, it was a good, I mean, it was a pretty thoughtful motion. It sort of outlined a policy around.
Love to see
around.
It.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. The next committee is the Governance Committee. George? You know what, George? I will turn this over to you to chair this section, if that's okay with you.
Well, I want to set some times for individual things first, Grace. So stay in the chair until we do that, and then I'll take it.
Okay.
I want to, the order in which it's given, I want to reverse the first two and give 5 minutes to the second motion, which is the Pacific Board Chair and IED Grace Aaron are commended for her will. For her well-placed, for her well-planned and decisive intervention, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I'd like to give 5 minutes to that. The first motion on your agenda would be the second then, and actually there's a more current version of that that I've sent around on December 6th at 6:52 p.m.
Excuse me, George, your timer just needs a little help. Should the clock be running right now or should it not? I have 40 minutes here on the agenda. Just give me a little clarification, and I apologize for interrupting.
I don't know. We're really setting a jet. Let's say not, so I'll at least be able to allocate the time.
Okay, very good. And just remind me of the various times as we go through this. Thanks a lot.
For the next one, I'd like 20 minutes. It's a motion to do something about LSBs that refuse to abide by PMB directives. And then the third one is a motion on funding disclosures. I'd like to give that 20 minutes, and the third one I'd like to give 15 minutes. This is one which is intended to oversee the where the funding is coming from shows that we put on and that we don't produce ourselves. So that's my suggestion for the times.
Okay. So do I have this right, George? 5 minutes, 20 minutes, 20 minutes, 15 minutes.
No, 5 minutes, 20 minutes, and 15 minutes. That's it. That makes
okay,
up four.
So there's no 220 minutes. It's 5:20:15. Thank you.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. The first thing was the thing about the board chair and the IED. The second thing is LSBs refusing to implement or stations refusing to implement PNB policy. That was 20 minutes. And the third thing is funding disclosures.
Yes.
By anyone we're contracted with, and is there a fourth thing? I'm sorry.
There's no fourth thing.
Okay.
We have others, but this won't fit within 40 minutes for sure.
Okay. All right. So that's coming from a committee. The times aren't, though. I'll consider that a motion on your part.
Yes.
That's 45 minutes altogether. Are you making the third thing 15?
No, it's 40 minutes altogether.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Minutes.
Then we don't really need to.
Right.
Is
the
there
agenda
any objection to breaking up the time that way? Okay. Hearing no objection. Let's move on. Then I'm going to turn the chair over to you, George.
Okay. So I'm going to read the motion. Pacifica Board and IED. Pacifica Board Chair at IED, Grace Aaron, is commended for her well-planned and decisive intervention in the WBAI crisis. The PMB supports her efforts as IED to turn BAI around and reinvent itself as a powerful mission-driven station by and for the entire progressive left of the greater New York City area. It was passed unanimously by the Governance Committee, and so I put that on the floor for approval. It sort of speaks for itself. I don't think I have anything more to say about it.
A point of information, Chair. A point of information?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yes. Is there anything in our bylaws that prevents the IED from being an agent of change?
No.
Thank you.
Bonnie to Stack.
Bonnie, go ahead.
please? Answer this guy.
I am troubled by some language in this motion. It does not sit comfortably to me for us to be suggesting that one of our stations is now reinventing itself as a powerful mission-driven station. Although we all have our problems and faults at each radio station and very difficult problems to surmount, the presumption that was not at least the intent at each of our radio stations until actions were taken in the WBAI crisis, it just offends me a little bit. And I don't think there's anything in the Pacifica mission about our stations becoming powerhouses driven to inform just the progressive left of any particular city. I believe that what our stations are trying to do is expose every possible viewpoint and hopefully do it in a fashion that intrigues and keeps a listenership that may come to us with very different viewpoints to start with and perhaps have their eyes opened. So this just does not sit well with me.
Jamie?
Nia, did I hear you?
Jamie?
Yes. Next. Nia, did I hear you wanted to be on the stack?
Yes, I do. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
Yes. I cannot go along with this motion. We talk about the intervention at DAI. I do understand that some people feel that is successful, but I don't see this success per se. I know our fulfillment rate is down at DAI. And the instability at the station, and the listeners being so unhappy about what has happened in terms of management being removed without due process, I cannot, in all honesty, say I think that that anyone should be commended for that. If there was such a turnaround, we would not have a late budget. The budget did not go to the finance committee or the local station board, so those things weren't done on time. So I don't see the track record there that warrants such commendation.
I have a point of order. This is Grace. I have a point of order, George.
Yes, kid.
Okay. As this is getting dangerously close to discussing personnel matters on an open call, which I think is improper, as there's an assertion being made by a director that there was not due process and management changes, which is, in my opinion, false, I think that we should either refer this to a closed session or limit our discussion to limit our discussion somehow so that we're not going into what should be in the realm of a closed session, not an open session.
Okay, point of order.
We are at time, and I'd like to call the question.
You can't call the question.
You're at time, you don't call the question.
There's a time limit.
Then don't call the question.
Yeah, don't call the question.
I'm sorry.
That'll take too long.
No.
Okay.
Then I made my remarks. Let's take a vote.
We're at time. Is there any motion to extend time? Hearing none.
I don't know. This motion is weird.
What is it trying to accomplish, anyway?
I'd like to extend for 5 minutes.
Second.
Is there an objection to extending for 5 minutes? Hearing done, we'll extend time for 5 minutes. Jamie, you're on the stack.
Okay,
Sean
thank
to the
you.
Stack, too.
I would like to move to amend the motion to remove the words Everything in the second sentence after turn BAI around. The PNB supports our efforts as IED to turn BAI around, period.
Second.
Okay.
You know,
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra Stackley.
Okay, Sandra.
And Leslie.
You want to speak to that, Jenny?
Yeah, I'd like to. I think it's appropriate for us to support Grace in her actions. However, this language, to reinvent itself as a powerful mission-driven station by and for the entire progressive left and Grace, is, you know, there's a lot of holes you could shoot in that language, and plus it's not necessary. I would like to remove that language, and that we can still get the goal of supporting the IED's actions with regard to BAI and not have that language, which to me is questionable. I mean, based on what I heard on BAI was mission-driven, you know, you could argue it was mission-driven before. The programming hasn't changed that much. Last week I had the displeasure to hear on BAI's airwaves a shocking recapitulation of Fox News talking points with regard to global warming on our air, which, you know, I don't know what the deal was with that. But, you know, we're not that different as far as what's on the air. So, you know, I think just stopping at the point, turn BAI around point, would get the point across and would remove some language which is open to a lot of questions. Thanks.
Andrew, did you want to speak to the amendment?
Are you calling on me, George? I'm sorry. This is Leslie.
Sandra. I thought it was Sandra that asked you on stack.
No,
right?
Yes, this is Sandra, and I did want to chime in. I'm a little bit confused as to why this motion is coming out of the governance committee when it seems to me that in actuality it could and should be in the simple form of an acknowledgement by the PMB that we acknowledge Grace for serving as the IED and taking some important actions at WBAI to try to stem the flow. So that's just what I wanted to add. I don't understand why this is a motion out of governance and why it needs to be passed.
Well, the only way the board can act is if it has a motion and approves it. Individuals can make statements during the appreciation section, but they don't have the force of the board. And there were some people who, on the governance committee, who felt it was important to have this said.
Okay.
Leslie, you're on the stack. You're next.
Yeah, I wanted to follow up on what Don said. I suggested it more appropriately to come out of the personnel committee, and I would move to refer it there. I would like to hear from the personnel committee on this issue rather than hear about it from governance. And, of course, anybody could have brought this motion forward, I believe.
Yes.
But the governance committee has, I believe, a particular venue. And this is a personnel matter. I'd like to hear what the personnel committee has to say about it. So I'd like to move that we refer it back to the personnel committee.
Rico to the stack, please.
Carolyn, stack, please.
Okay, Rico and then Carolyn. Does Leslie's motion have a second?
Second.
And I have to be on the stack at a much earlier point, George.
Let me say what's in front of us at the moment is the motion to refer back to the to the personnel committee. But let me say that this was a question of governance. It wasn't clear whether it was appropriate for the IED to be transferring people like that. So there was some question about whether that was in fact legitimate, which is part of the reason why it came through governance. But let's speak to Leslie's motion of referring it to the personnel committee. I heard Rico, and who else was the next? Carolyn, I think it was. Is that the right order?
I'll defer to Sean if he was on the stack earlier.
I'm sorry.
Sean, were you on the stack before me, too?
Rico, go ahead.
Okay. Right. This is my concern, is that what are we hoping to achieve by this motion? I think we've already talked about that there's been some good changes and some tough decisions were made, and we've given credit to that during our meetings at the end and whatnot. Is there something that this is going to achieve? Because my fear is that it may be lighting unnecessary fires for people who may not have approved of what took place.
Sean to the stack.
It's intended to put the weight of the DNB behind the actions that were taken. Sean, where were you before?
Have we not already done that, though?
No. If you feel it has been, then vote against it. Sean, were you before or after Carolyn?
I spoke up earlier, but there was a lot of people talking. But I will defer to Carolyn and then.
Carolyn, go ahead.
Thank you. I just wanted to say that I do think it belongs in governance. I think it's important to recognize that in fact there has been a turnaround. I disagree with the other director with Nia's assessment. I think it has been quite successful. The staff seems to be quite in sync with what is happening. And I disagree that there is a negative evaluation here. I think that this has been a very positive thing for the station, and I approve of this. I do think it belongs out of governance also, by the way.
And as next on the stack, I want to tell you we're out of time, folks.
So, do I have a... Is it time to extend time on this?
You're breaking up, George.
Does anyone wish to move to extend time on this? Hearing none, go to a vote on Jamie's amendment.
No.
Is there any objection to Jamie's amendment?
You're breaking up. It's kind of tough.
George, you're breaking up. It's very hard to hear you.
Yeah, it's hard to hear you, George.
Is there any objection to Jamie's amendment?
Well, point of information, it wasn't the amendment referring? We voted on the amendment.
I'm sorry. It's the wrong order. We have to vote on Leslie's first just to refer this to person.
Yeah,
to
I
personnel.
Object to that.
Okay, so there's an objection to that.
Object.
There's an objection to that. Would you take a poll on that?
Okay. Sherry Gendelman.
Yes is to refer, and no is not to.
I'm sorry.
Gendelman.
Richard, this is Sandra. I could not understand anything that George just said. So I'm not clear as to what we're voting on. Could you please state what we're voting on?
Okay, this is Leslie's motion to refer to the personnel committee, the motion from the governance committee.
Okay,
yes is to refer it. Yes is to refer it. No is not to refer it.
Thank you.
Why to the personnel committee?
What's the motion?
Yes.
Okay, Sherry Gendelman?
Yes.
Sorry, I didn't understand that.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Pass?
Yes.
I still didn't understand that. Y'all going to have to speak up, folks. Maybe I'm getting old and can't hear.
I send it to the personnel committee. Yes.
Thank you. Joe Wenzala. Grace Aaron.
No.
Oh, Joe, you there? Okay. Sean O'Brien.
No.
Leslie Radford.
Yes.
Rico Ross.
Abstain.
George Ryder.
Yes. I mean, I'm sorry, no. No.
Okay.
Point of information, is it George who isn't voting as chair, or is it Grace who isn't voting?
No, I don't know, really. I'm doing this as sort of a courtesy.
I think that it would be most appropriate for me to not vote and for George to vote. He's just facilitating this section of the meeting.
Thanks for the clarification.
If that's okay with the board. Otherwise, I can vote.
Okay with me.
I'm sorry. Okay. George, you can vote, I think.
Yeah, I did. That's what I think is appropriate.
Sorry. Point of order.
Yeah.
I don't think that George should vote at the time except to break a tie because he has been chairing this section of the committee, and handing off the chair for convenience seems to me inappropriate. I actually don't think that Grace should vote on this. I think you should recuse yourself only because of the nature of the motion.
Mr. Chair, this is out of order. We are in the middle of a vote.
Come on, come on.
I'm going to accept Sherry's advice. Sorry, point of order. I get to vote in any case if it makes any difference. So,
we'll take my
vote off for the time being. Come back to me at the end.
I've taken your vote off, George.
Okay.
And Grace may or may not vote if she chooses.
Yes.
Point of order. Is there a ruling of the chair on that? It was raised as a point of order.
She's not going to vote. Can we move on?
Okie dokie.
Yeah, because, guys, we're in the middle of a vote, and all this talk is out of order. Thank you.
Points of order.
Okay. Yeah. Excuse me a minute, folks. Grace Aaron.
I'll abstain.
Thank you. Senator Rawlin.
I vote no.
Wendy Schrell.
I vote this is a really big waste of time, but I'm going to vote no.
Susan Young.
Yes.
Dia Bediaco.
Let me pass for a second. I don't think that's very long.
Carolyn Bird.
No.
Carolyn. No. Kathy Davis.
No.
Jamie Ross.
No.
Jim Brown.
Pass.
Can't hear you.
Pass.
Pass. Okay. Macy Bird. Lucette King.
No.
David Beaton.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Billy Ray. Okay, David, I got you down. Billy Ray. I'm sorry.
Abstain.
And Fia Wangaza. Okay, we had some passes. Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
And Nia Bediato?
Yes. Yes, I vote yes.
Okay, and Jim Brown?
I vote yes.
Okay, that's 7 yeses, and 9 noes, and 3 abstentions.
Thank you. The motion fails. The next in front of us is Jamie's amendment.
You didn't get my vote.
You didn't give it to me, AC.
Okay, yes is my vote.
Thank you. Okay, that's 8-9-3.
Okay, it still fails. The next the amendment that Jamie put is now in front of us, which is to strike everything in the last part of the sentence, which would now read simply, of the second sentence, the PNB supports our efforts as IED to turn WBAI around, period. So is there any objection to that amendment? Hearing none, the motion now reads as amended, Pacifica Board Chair and IED Grace Aaron is commended for her well-planned and decisive intervention in the BAI crisis. The PNB supports her efforts as IED to turn WBAI around and reinvent itself.
Turn WBAI around.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. To turn WBAI around, period. Is there any objection to that motion as I read it with the period as it was just amended by Jimmy?
Yes, I have an objection. This is Nia. I object.
Okay. So, Richard, would you take the roll on this?
Okay. Nia Bediaco.
No.
Carolyn Burton. Carolyn? I can't hear you, Carolyn.
Sorry, I'm passing for the moment. Thank you.
Passing, okay. Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Jamie Ross?
Yes.
Jim Brown? Jim? Can't hear you, Jim. AC Bird.
No.
Go. Is that King?
Yes.
Billy Ray Edwards. Billy Ray.
Abstain.
David Beaton. David.
Yes.
Fia Wangaza. Sherry Gindelman.
No.
Bonnie Simmons.
No.
Andrea Turner.
No.
Joe Wanzala.
Yes.
Grace Aaron.
Abstain.
Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Leslie Radford.
No.
Rico Ross.
I don't see the point, but yes.
George, no. Sandra Rollin.
Yes to Jamie's amendment.
No, no, this is for the as amended.
Okay. You're voting yes to approve this motion?
Correct. Yeah, we already passed the amendment.
As
okay,
amended.
Sorry. I'm sorry. My answer is no.
Wendy Shrell.
Yes.
Susan Young.
Abstain.
This is Jim.
Jim, I'm sorry. I got Carolyn Burton, too. I'm sorry.
Yes, I'm voting yes.
I'm voting no. Jim, no.
Okay. Did I get everybody? I think I did.
No, there was a pass. That was Carolyn, sorry.
Okay, that's 9-8-3.
The motion passes. Okay, we'll move on to the next item. This, as I said, the motion was forwarded to you on December 6th at 6:29. I can't send it again. My email is somewhat screwed up, but I will read it for you. It differs from what you've got in front of you in the agenda, only in that it puts the responsibility for declaring that an LSB is not implementing policy or directives of the PNB on the chair of the PNB. So I'll read the whole thing for you in just a moment. The motion as it is in front of you doesn't have any real means of initiating an action. The motion as it's, as I'm going to put it on the floor, is as follows. Upon notice by the chair of the PNB that an LSB is refusing to execute policy or directives of the PNB, the directives from that station shall be given a hearing before the PNB. They may be suspended from voting at the PNB by a majority vote of the remaining directors. It was passed 5-4-2 against 1 abstention by the Governance Committee. Let me motivate it a bit. We've had several events in the past, in the recent past, in which LSBs have essentially ignored the directives of the PNB, declaring that they always have justifications for it. But in the end, the PNB had no real recourse in this other than to try to get an injunction, which is expensive and not something we really want to do. This is intended to put some teeth in the PNB's oversight of the LSBs. If the LSBs are not willing to abide by a majority vote on the PNB, then they lose their democratic rights. They lose participation. It doesn't make sense to me that you can have an LSB voting on the PNB and then refusing to abide by the majority vote. And so this is intended as a remedy for that, which is short of taking them to court and adjudicating it that way. It doesn't remove people from the PNB. It just suspends their voting rights until such times as they are in compliance with whatever it was that they were out of compliance with when they were suspended. So that's the motion, and I put it forward for discussion. Anyone want to comment on that?
Yeah, let's
George,
that.
George, this is Nia. I have a point of information.
Yes.
I'm not home, so I can't look at it. You think this? All the members of the particular listening area will be penalized?
Yes, there was considerable
we
discussion about that. And we decided that rather than try to get into, well, who did what at the local board and who didn't and what faction is supporting the majority motion, that everybody. No,
thank you. I just needed the answer because I'm at home looking at it. Okay.
Stack, can you hear me?
Luzette, yeah.
Yeah.
So Leslie, Luzette, anyone else?
Susan.
Yeah, Leslie.
Susan.
Yeah. Go ahead,
all right. Okay. A few things here. First of all, I want to point out that this motion, in effect, forces all LSBs to comply with what they perceive or know to be the will of the PNB majority. Otherwise, they're subject to being disenfranchised. And I hardly think the bylaws intended to disenfranchise the voters or the LSBs in this process from participation on the PNB. That, to me, is just wrong at its very core. It is not the Pacific in way to resolve difficulties by expelling people or depriving them of their right to vote on matters. That concerns me. And it doesn't preclude the possibility of taking an LSB to court in an injunction hearing anyway. It only puts an intermediate step in there. So, what I see that we've got here is, simply a way to force compliance with the PNB majority at pain of not being able to vote and further empowering that majority on the PNB. This is a self-serving cycle here that, in its final analysis, doesn't do anything more than the situation we already have.
Okay, Luzette?
I welcome this motion, and I want to make 3 points. The first, Billy Ray and I nearly lost the election, the very first election in 2003, when we saw a disenfranchisement of local stations in the bylaws that referred to local station boards as committees. We were the only two people, I believe, throughout the network that raised this point. Everybody else wanted to be a part of a network and not separate and independent, number one. Number two, the bylaws as we have it stipulates that the LSBs are committees of the board. And if you look at it like that, the board is the one that has the fiduciary responsibility, the duty of care, and loyalty. They're the ones that the government will be looking at should anything go wrong, not the committees, not the LSBs. And when somebody sues, everybody wants to sue. When you sue, you don't sue the committees, you sue Pacifica. That's what happens. So it makes sense that the PNB would make the decisions and pass it down to the committees and they comply with them. Now, I find it outrageous, to say the least, that the last speaker was the one who declared that some of us are on this board because we were excluded by our LSBs. Yet, as part of her discussion here, we're hearing that it is not Pacifican to exclude people on the PNB. Now, I ask you, I agree, and although I might be one of those innocent board members to suffer the consequences of the LSB not carrying out the wishes of the majority of the PNB, I welcome this motion. Something has to be done. If you were to witness what happened last Wednesday, you would want something done, where the chair of the local station board sits there and overturns unilaterally the decision of the PNB, and I welcome it.
Point of personal privilege, George.
Jim, to the stack.
To the stack, please.
Jim.
Okay, Leslie, point of personal privilege, go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to clarify that I was not referring to you with that remark.
Okay. Let's see. I heard Sean and Jim. I had put myself on as already.
Susan. Susan.
I know Susan.
Go.
Right.
Sean, Jim, and who is the next person?
Joe.
Joe. Okay.
I thought I was in there.
You are, Susan. I'm
okay.
Just extending the stack. You're next. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm now. I thought you meant I was after them.
No, you are before them.
Okay, great. Sorry. So I'd like to say I very much appreciate the thought process that the Governance Committee has gone through on this, and I think it's an inventive approach. I find these governance issues where there's essentially the majority on the PNB seems to be just regularly odds where there is a minority majority on an LSB. We have experienced this directly at KPFT, and I find it reprehensible. I am sorry that so much time gets taken up with it. However, I think that there is just no question that the ultimate arbiter is a majority vote of the PNB unless that majority vote is trumped by the bylaws or law. A question I have to you, George, is if essentially an LSB, it's all of its actions are suspended.
Context to what you said.
Well, it doesn't say that. It just says they don't get to vote on the PNB anymore. So that would be something further. I mean, the suspending the whole LSB would be something beyond what this thing says.
So, but in essence, all four persons on the PNB, their rights to vote on the PNB are suspended. Thank you for the clarification. Inventive approach.
And let me say the logic of that was that if you're not willing to abide by what the majority on the PNB
exactly.
says after a decision has been made, then what are you
right.
doing there voting?
That's
so
right.
this seems to be an appropriate response to that. What Susan raises, I think, is there may be other things that need to be done, but this, it seems to me, at least is something that can be done directly on the PNB. Sean, you're next.
Thank you. First of all, I'd like to associate myself completely with the remarks of Ms. King. We are a network. We are not a collection of stations, and the only protection that minorities on LSBs have when there are renegade boards, you know, interpreting the bylaws as they please or misinterpreting the bylaws as they please, is that they can turn to the PNB for redress. And without the PNB directives being followed, I must say, folks, all else is chaos. Thank you.
Jim, you're next. Jim, are you there? Jim? Sounds like you're muted. Joe, go ahead. We'll put Jim on if he comes back on. Joe?
I'm here. Can you hear me now?
There. Okay. I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay. This motion, I'm listening to what you actually wrote, and I understand what your intent is, but this motion also has a tendency to look or to change the actual autonomy of LSBs and sort of changes the autonomy, and it gives the impression that the LSBs will have no control over anything that they do, and that the PNB can, in fact, go back to what used to happen years ago, where they actually will govern all the stations, and the LSB will have no power whatsoever.
Bingo.
To me, that this is what we fought for in 2000, 2001, 2003, was to have some sort of autonomy, and I think there ought to be another way for the PNB to deal with any kind of infractions or any kind of maltreatment or disrespect from LSBs.
Carolyn, on the back, please.
I'm sorry, who's that? Carolyn?
Carolyn, yes, thank you.
Okay, Joe, then Carolyn.
The AC on the stack, please.
An AC?
Yep. Billy Ray.
Joe. And then Billy Ray. Okay, Joe, you there? Joe? Joe, you must be muted. We can't hear you. Carolyn, go ahead. We'll get back to Joe if he comes back on.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, good. All right. The question is really much simpler than most people are making it. The LSPs are committees. And in fact, if they are totally disregarding rulings by the PMB, we have anarchy. So it's not a question of keeping them from doing their work. It's a question of reminding them that the LSPs are committees of the PNB, and they're autonomous, but not to the point of disregarding the bylaws completely. So I think that argument is specious, and we need to consider the fact that no one has proposed any other recourse. It would be nice to say, yes, let's do something else. There is nothing else to do. We've tried everything else there is. So I'm definitely in favor of this motion, and I think we should move to it as quickly as possible. Thank you.
Joe, are you back? Joe Wanzala, are you there? Apparently not. Okay, AC, you're next.
Yeah, I think that we should remember, maybe some of the folks here wasn't around long enough to remember, but that was one of the battles that we had in 2002, 2003 and 4, as they mentioned. And that's why we created an LSB. And the LSB was just recently created in 2002, I believe. They were created to replace the advisory boards. The advisory board had practically no authority, and the LSB does have authority, and we're going back to a dictatorship and also a discouraging issue here. And I really sincerely would urge you to rethink this motion and to withdraw it, because the question is that there are many other avenues that the PNB has. The PNB could assign someone, a committee, along with members of the LSB, to resolve this situation if it comes to that. And quite frankly, I don't know of any. I know that people have been accused of not obeying the PNB, but the truth of the matter is, I think if you examine it rather closely, there is none that's disobeying. There may be some disagreements, and they appeal the disagreement, and they challenge the disagreement, but there's not a situation where they just flat out disobey. Those who are advocating that is speaking more in terms of exercising a dictatorship over the because the LSB represents a hub, a big hub of the PNB. I mean, you got five stations going on here, and they're expected to raise money, they're expected to stimulate and motivate listeners, expected to do all of that, and then you're going to come around and create a structure that will run them away, that will deny them access to anything. I mean, we are a democracy. That is the United States. We're supposed to be, at least. And so I think this thing is anti-democratic, and it threatens the very foundation of this foundation that we're now in. So I would urge that this motion be withdrawn and find other ways that the governance committee find other ways of dealing with this particular issue.
Billy Ray.
You know, I totally agree with Luzette and Carolyn Burney, and I sort of agree with AC. AC said that, you know, the local advisory board had no power. He is right. But Luzette said in her statement that the WPFW LSB is a committee of the PNB. And therefore, the PNB have authority to make this, to put this motion through.
Okay, is there anybody else for the stack?
Amy?
How much time have we got left?
Yeah,
George?
Dave, I'd like to speak.
Rico.
You have 2 minutes and 52 seconds. Thank you. Dave, Rico, Joe was on earlier. Joe,
Jamie?
Are you back?
Jamie,
I'm here.
Jamie, I think I heard you before Dave. Is that correct?
And I think Joe is back.
Joe, are you back? Speak up if you are.
Yeah.
Yep.
George,
this is incredible, and I'd like to chime in at some point.
Okay.
Joe, go ahead.
I mean, I think Susan and others have kind of addressed some of the points I would have spoken to. I won't take too much time. We've certainly faced this question at KPFA. You know, and I understand. I mean, this one of us in Pacifica are very passionate about our involvement here, and opinions are strong one way or the other. And it's hard to abide by a decision if you fundamentally disagree with the underlying principles that seem to drive it. You know, and I think we've all found ourselves in that situation. So I think what this issue speaks to is not so much, you know, telling some people they're right and others that they're wrong, but the institutional integrity of the foundation itself. Now, you know, in other words, this gives the National Board an internal enforcement mechanism, which I wish it didn't need, you know, I wish it was that we didn't need to have one. Certainly people can go to the court, as some people have, to seek recourse. But I'm hoping, it is my hope that this kind of, this motion, if it passes, will help the foundation be more coherent and for the national board to feel like when they pass motions that have some there's policy motions that we pass that are difficult to evaluate later down the line, but there are some motions we pass that ask for sort of direct action. And if the LSBs are not responding to that, then we have to take it seriously. And I think this motion will help to that. Or I hope this motion, if it passes, will help in that regard. But either that.
Okay, let's see. Jenny.
Andrea Tustat.
Okay.
Yes, thank you, George. Let's see. I have a quick comment and a question for you. The comment is, I'd feel more comfortable about all this if we had an actual report from the Governance Committee about how the LSBs, A, were meeting their bylaws-mandated responsibilities, and, B, specific transgressions by LSBs where they, we have a list of how many serious transgressions there are when they outright disobey a motion by the PNB. I mean, I agree that it's a real problem when they do. And my question is, my understanding is at least two LSBs have not followed the motion for transition.
That's my understanding, too. In fact, I've got
here's my question. If this motion passes, are the directors from those stations instantly not able to vote, or is there some process that has to go through?
No. The motion calls for a process and a hearing before the PNB. Grace would have to decide that was in order. And then there'd have to be a hearing. So, no, they're not automatically anything.
Okay, all right, thanks.
Mr. Chair, we don't have time.
Okay.
Please?
We have Dave Ricardo, Dave Rico, Ricardo, and Andrea on the stack.
And Kathy.
And Kathy, can I get a motion to extend for 10 minutes?
So moved.
Any objections? Are there any objections to extending for 10 minutes? Okay, hearing none. Dave, it's your turn.
Okay. Jamie basically asked my same question. I was wondering how this was going to be resolved and then how would it recover afterwards. But the other thing is how do we determine is it just brought up case by case by individual board members? Because some cases may be more extreme than others. I mean, if someone violates a programming committee, the board passes, like we passed something in October about the programming committee, and a number of stations haven't implemented it. So it's based, brought up by individual members of the PMB?
No, the motion states that the chair has to bring up the issue. So people can talk to the chair about it, but it's basically a decision of the chair. And since the chair is the person who's supposed to enforce decisions or the policy decisions or see to it that they happen, that seems like the appropriate place for the decision to be made.
Okay.